in the night, or that loneliness was something you'd never have to fight. But I did say I'd be right there by your side. And I did say I'll always help you fight. 'Cause you know I've made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient in every time of need. My love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I made to you. I never said that friends would never turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. And I did say, my ways confound the wise. Listen to this. I didn't say you'd never taste the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. And I did say, listen, church, I'll dry every tear you cry. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I've prepared a place. And someday, sooner than you think, you'll see me face to face. We'll hang with all the angels and a countless multitude. This is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. Listen, this is what we're supposed to do. So just keep on walking. Don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light. That hell can't separate us, and you're gonna make it through. This is a promise. This is the promise I've made to you. I'm going to preach what God's put on my heart now. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 7 and verse 13. So, excuse me, chapter 8 and verse 5. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5. Did not know until about 5 minutes ago I was going to be preaching on this. So we're just going to rear back and preach what God's put up on my heart. I want you to pray, but I want you to listen to us tonight. A lot of people hurting in this church house tonight. A lot of people going through some hard times. This world is, listen, I want to say something to you tonight. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. Don't dig your anchors way too deep. Because we're just passing through. Don't look for anything in this world to make you happy. We're just passing through. There's a better place coming, and we're going to hold on because we're the people of God. We have hope, and we're going to do. We can have joy, and God can help us through anything that's come our way today, comes our way tomorrow, or come our way tomorrow. Anytime in the future, it'll always be there. But in Song of Solomon, chapter 8, all I'm going to do tonight with the Lord's help, I'm just going to answer a simple question. Because I'm a simple guy, and I'm just going to tell you who this is. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5. The Word of God asks a question. And it says this, if you'd stand in reverence of God's Word. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Who is it? Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Father, for your word. Father, I thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord, that lives in our heart. Father, I thank you for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. Father, I thank you for the question, Lord, that you brought to my heart just a few minutes ago. And Lord, I thank you for what you told me to do. Father, I pray, God, I'd be found faithful to do what you called me to do, no matter when, no matter where. But Father, tonight I lean solely upon you to tell me what to say to these people. Father, I pray, God, tonight that you'd speak through me, Father, that it would not be me. And Father, at the end of this place, and at the end of this night, and the end of this time together, into this message, Father, that we would know and leave out of here knowing who it is. Father, we love you. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Oh, Father, I thank you, Father, for a better day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Who is it? Who is this? That's the question that's asked right here in the Song of Songs. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness leaning upon her beloved? I tell you who she is. She's a Shulamite maiden that was black and comely at the beginning of the word. And she's met a bridegroom. And now she's going to be his bride. And the question is asked, who is this? Who is this? I want to tell you something, church, who this is before we ever get started. Who this is that's going to come up out of the wilderness, the one that's going to be leaning on her beloved, is the church of God that's been born again through the blood of Christ, that's been saved and washed. He found us in a pit, found us. That's who she is. That's who she is. Who is this? Who is this? Who is this that cometh up? Who is it? I'm going to tell you. It's me. And it's you. It's me and it's you. That's who it's talking about. It's talking about, there's nobody else in the whole world it can be talking about other than who it is. And who it is somebody like me who God in Jesus Christ reached way down in the miry pit, pulled me up out of the clay, set me on a solid rock. Though I was black, though I was clumsy, though I was dirty, though I was sinful, He brought me out. That's who it is. That's me. It's in this text. And I'm going to tell you, church, what's going to happen to everybody. Who it is. Those who's been washed in the blood. Those who's part of a spotless bride. Hey, I tell you what, when He gave me a robe of righteousness, there's not one spot on it anymore. There's not one dirty spot anymore. He cleaned me all the way up. I'm pure. I'm holy. Not in myself, but in Him. I'm a wicked sinner in the eyes of man. I'm a wicked sinner in the eyes of myself. But in the eyes of God and in the eyes of the bridegroom, I walk as though I have everything. I'm clean. I'm pure. Hey, you may not think it, but God says that I am. And when He sees me, He sees His Son. He says He looks just like my boy. Amen. That's who it is. This ain't written to nobody tonight. If you're lost, this ain't for you. It can be for you by the end of the night. This question could be you. This could be, you could be the who. Next he says, who is this? It tells them where they're coming from. It says, who is this that cometh up? I want to remind you of something. We're one trump. We're one trumpet sound. We're one shout of the archangel from getting out of here. And who is it that's coming up? Why, it's the bride of Christ. You know what? I may never make it back to the mountains of North Carolina. I might be in Beaverton, Alabama. And the trump of God sound. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those who remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Who is it that's coming up? Why, it's us. You say, you get excited about that. Why? Because one of these days, I want to see Him look upon His face. I want you to remember this. You're coming up out of the wilderness. The bride is coming up out of the wilderness. There's coming a day, child of God, that you're going to come up. And you're going to come up out of this wilderness. And I'm going to tell you what, in that day, there will be no more sin. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more tears. There will be no more death. There will be no more cancer. There will be no more heart disease. Brother, there will be no more Alzheimer's. We ain't going to deal with none of this no more. Because you know what we're doing? We're getting ready to go out of here. And I thank God for the time when He calls my name and I'm just a veil away. I tell you, there's just a little bit between me and Him. He's in me. I'm in Him. And there ain't nothing that the devil can do about it. I don't have to deal with sin no more. No more sorrow. I'll never preach another funeral. I'll never see a loved one go on. I'll never have to look at any of these things anymore. Never have to deal with this. Never have to deal with that. All our burdens and our cares and troubles will be gone. You know why? Because who it is that's coming up out of the wilderness is the wilderness of this world, and we ain't going to have to deal with none of this junk anymore. God's people's going to be just fine. Let me tell you this tonight. We are somebody. We are going somewhere. We've been bought with a price. He loves us. We're the apple of His eye, and there's nothing that the devil can do about it. There ain't nothing that the politicians can do about it. There ain't nothing that the nation can do about it. God's people's going up, and we're going to get out of this old world. You'll never get another phone call like you get. You'll never get another debtor like you get. You'll never get another text. All them days are going to be over with. You know why? Because we're coming up out of here, and we're going to get out of this old wilderness of this world. You know what? If you're going to pray, pray now. You don't have to pray when you get over there. If you're going to sing, sing now. Do what you're going to do there while you're here. And I tell you what, it won't be much of a change. I'm going to tell you what. I've had them bring 12-year-old little girls to me, just been raped. Had to deal with what alcohol's done in families. I've had to sit there and watch a 2-year-old after daddy running around on mama. Him sitting there, and I'm saying, look at that 2-year-old, and him saying, I don't love her no more. I tell you what, I'm getting tired of all the mess. I'm getting tired of all the junk. I'm getting tired of what this world's got to offer. Thank God one of these days, I'm going to tell you, we're going to come up, and we're going to come out, and we're going to out of this wilderness. Never again will you have to taste any of these things anymore. That revives me. All them burdens you're carrying, you ain't going to be able to carry them over Jordan. In prayer list that you've got in your Bible, lay it down. All those cares and troubles that keep you up, or the other you, get you beat down, the devil puts in there. He brings up all that stuff about your past. Praise God, one day I'm going to have a glorified body, going to have a glorified mind. He's going to clean it all out of that, and I'm going to be, hey, I'll never have to remember what I was, just who I am now. Who is this? It's coming up. I tell you what, I ain't going down. Y'all may put my body in the ground one day. I'm going up. I'm getting out of this wilderness. We're going to get up there and we're going to say, why'd we take good care of ourselves? Well, I hadn't took good care of myself. We'll say, we could have got here quicker if we hadn't ate better. No, I'm just kidding. We got work to do while we're here. Tell this brother back here, my dad died of Alzheimer's. Had a grandmother that didn't know me the last 14 years of her life. But they knew Jesus. Y'all have had something like that. I tell you what, when I cross over on the other side, I'm going to step on that other side. It ain't going to be like it was. I tell you what, it's going to be good morning. How you doing? Hug your neck and where's Jesus? Hey, you know why? Because we're going up. And we're getting out of this wilderness. You know how we're going to get there? Leaning on our beloved. Don't you lean on your preacher. He can pray for you. But there's a Holy Ghost that lives in you that's making groanings. I have a nail in the holy place. You know who that nail is? He's the Son of God. And he's in the holy place and he's nailed right to the right hand of the Father. And you know what? As long as that nail... Word of God says there's a nail in a holy place and a nail in the sure place. As long as that nail's in the sure place, as long as he's there, I have nothing to fear. As long as Jesus lives, and I'm going to tell you honestly, he's going to live for a long time. As long as he's there, I'm going there. As long as he's got me in his hand and no man can put me out of it, not the devil or anybody else, I tell you, as long as I'm secure in him, well, I tell you, if he were to come right now, take us out, guess what? Dad and all of them get to go on. You know what? I'd join him in the air. I'd join my daughter here, my daughter. Hey, I'm going to tell you, we've got everything to live for. I tell you, to live is Christ, to die is gain. There is no reason that we can't go on, because you know how we're going to go on? When I cross over, I'll be leaning on my beloved, because he's the only one I've got to lean on. But I'm going to tell you what, he's a sound, he is a solid rock, he is a sound one, and he's a nail in it. And I'm going to lean on Jesus. You lean on him in every trial, you lean on him in every care, you lean on him in every burden, every valley you go through. You keep leaning on Jesus, you lean on your beloved, you cross over, and you just keep on leaning till you get to the other side. And I'm going to tell you what you'll find out. You'll find out when we get over there. They streets of pure gold, these walls of jasper. I tell you, there's a song that we're all going to sing. They're going to come from the east, the west, the north, and the south. We're going to learn a new song. We're going to cry, holy, holy, holy. And we're going to find that he is worthy, because Jesus is worthy of all the praise that me and you can give us. You know why it is? Because we're going to make it out of this world. Who is it? It's the bride. Where's she coming? She's going up. You know what she's going to do? She's going to get out of this wilderness, and he's going to get there by she's leaning on her beloved. That's the only way we're going to get there. I ain't leaning on my doctor. You know why? Because he's going to die. Yeah. That's right. I can't lean on nobody else because they're going to die. Ain't but one person we can lean on. The one that ain't. Well, the one that did. And he did. And then it couldn't hold him. I'm going to lean on him. One of these days, we're going to get over there and we're going to be like, you remember how the old world used to get us down? You remember how it was? All those things one day is all going to be past. You know they can't have the marriage supper till I get there. It ain't because I'm special. It's just... It's just that I'm part of the family. Family can't. Hey, when I was a kid, if we won some big tournament or something, it'd take a team picture. We'd all get our trophies. It'd take that team picture. We'd be holding that trophy, we'd be smiling. And his people on that team, they didn't play much. They wasn't the best athlete. They never scored a touchdown, never made a tackle, never made a block. But you know what? I was looking at one of them old pictures one day, and I thought, what? Never, boy, never did nothing. And the Holy Ghost said, that's like you. But you know what, church? I ain't nothing. I ain't nothing. But I'm going to tell you this. I'll tell you, after he told me that I was like that little boy, that I wasn't nothing, there wasn't nothing I could offer, I'll tell you what the Holy Ghost told me next. He said, but guess what, son? You get a trophy. And not only do you get a trophy, you get to be in the family picture. You're in a team picture. And you know what? I may not be able to do nothing in my life, and I not never make anything in this world, but I'm in a family of God, and they can't take a picture of the family without I'm in it. And I thank God tonight for what he's done for somebody like me. And I thank God tonight that I am the who. And if you're saved tonight, you are the who. And I want you to remember who you are. I want you to remember who you are. I want you to remember that you're going to go up. Before long, we all going up, hopefully together. And I want you to remember this, that you're going to get out of this wilderness. You're going to leave all these problems and troubles behind. And the only thing you need to do between then and there, knowing that you're as good there as you are where you are right now, knowing that you're there, knowing it's there, knowing you've got a room waiting, knowing it's all on the other side, everything's going to be good, everything's going to be put back together again. We're going to have great peace, great joy, great hope. We're going to sing, we're going to shout, we're going to run, we're going to do what God wants us to do, and we're going to worship a holy God that did it all. And how we're going to get there is only one way. Leaning on our beloved. There is nobody else to lean on. Don't you lean on the president. I don't care who he is. Don't you lean on any politician. You look to Jesus and lean on him, because he's the one that's going to make you through. So what are you going through now? Who are you going to lean on? I want to tell you something. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. I'll tell you one thing about us believers. We die well. I ain't nobody can die better than me. You're like, you're crazy. I ain't crazy. See, to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. I take my last breath. My little girls were little. Be preaching or doing something. We'd be driving a long way. And a lot of times they'd fall asleep on the way back home. They'd fall asleep, and when they fell asleep, I'd reach in there and I'd pick them up, and I'd carry them. And I'd carry them through the hall, and I'd take them down to their room. I'd put them in bed, tuck them in. And I remember that one morning, my little daughter came running in there. She said, "Daddy, how'd I get home?" Well, I sit there and looked at her. I said, "What do you mean, honey? I carried you." She said, "Daddy, I don't even remember it." She said, "I fell asleep. And I woke up home." And boy, the Holy Ghost kicked me right in the chest. Said, "Son, one of these days you're going to fall asleep. And I tell you what, your daddy's going to take you home. He's going to carry you home. You're going to wake up and say, how'd I get here? You know how I got there? Leaning on my beloved. He carried me there." That's right. Knew a man one time, he went home. Right before he started doing this. Took his last breath. He's shaking hands. He's halfway there and halfway there. And I thought, boy, I'd like to see what he's saying. Listen, I want you to hear me tonight. Don't you let the devil ever whip you. He'll do everything. I've been so discouraged before, I wanted to throw it in and quit. And it's a shame. It's a shame I'd tell you that. These times. These times, it's hard. Not just preaching and fasting, but life. It's hard. These times, your heart's going to break. Hey, I could get a phone call tonight and be a lot worse than me dying. lot worse. Wouldn't even be close. You remember a time in your life when you had to lean on your beloved? That's the only way you was going to make it through. In fact, some of y'all wouldn't have ever thought you'd ever get up being here tonight. You never thought. Only the grace of God got you through to where you're here tonight. He could have got rid of all of us. I know he could have me. So I'm just going to ask you a simple question now, and I'm done, Brother BJ. It's what God put on my heart. How are you going to get home? And I'm going to ask you to do something tonight. Would you be able to thank the Lord for what you're going to get ready to lay down one day? I want you to think about everything. Some of you probably got a loaded way. I don't know why. I don't know why God wanted to go this direction. That's up to Him. Some of you probably got a loaded wagon tonight. Some of you probably got grandchildren. I don't know, but a few of you. Some of you probably got grandchildren. Some of you got children. Some of you got husbands. Some of you got wife. It's your burden, so on. And you've been praying for a long time. Some of you got a loaded wagon. And you know what you're saying? What next? I know. It's life. What am I going to have to deal with next? What's going to happen next? What is the unknown? I want you to always remember this verse. This verse has got me through a lot of things. We're going up. We're getting out of this wilderness and we're going to lean on our beloved. Would you be willing to thank Him for the things one day you're going to get to lay down? You say, but I ain't there yet. Is He going to do it or is He not? Do you believe that? It makes everything a whole lot easier. I know I win. That makes the fight in the battle a whole lot better, because I know in the very end of it all, I know I win through the blood of Jesus Christ. I know, victory in Jesus is mine. I know I win. And when I know I'm going to win, that means I can lay it out there and lean on Him no matter what comes our way. Ain't that right? You ever thanked Him for something before He did it? You say, well, we can't do that. Yeah, you can. Oh, when it comes to this, you can. Thank Him. Three things tonight. Let's thank Him that we one day are going up. I may go tonight. Thank Him for one day we're going to get out of this wilderness that we're having to mess with right now, that He's going to get us through and out. Let's go ahead and thank Him for it. And thank Him that He's going to walk beside of us and He'll never not be there that I can't lean on Him. So let's thank Him that heaven's our home. Let's go ahead and thank Him that there's going to be a day coming in our life that I'm going to have a new body. Thank Him that I'm going to have a new mind. Thank Him that all the burdens that you're carrying one day is going to be over. It's a good thought. Thank Him. That you'll wear a robe of white. With not one speck of dirt or filth. When you got washed through the blood of Calvary, He washed you white as snow. Ain't a person in this world would think that I could ever be white as snow. But my beloved, the bridegroom, I say I'm dirty. You know what He says? Why, you're clean. I say I'm black. He goes, no, you're white as snow. I say, look at my past. And He said, what sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. From the book of life, they've all been torn out. I don't remember them anymore. That's who I am in Jesus. Hey, that's my beloved tonight. Throw out a name of somebody we need to pray for. Who we need to pray for tonight? Name. That's a burden right there. Somebody else. See? Excuse me? Stop. Who else? What else? Very good. Hear these birds? Go, yes, sir. Someone else. I know many young people. I know many lost. All those names that was mentioned, that's burdens on people's hearts. One day you won't carry them no more. We're going to come all pray. I don't know how it's to go. Can you sing tonight? I asked Kaylee to sing a song. It's one of my favorite songs. While she sings, if you want to thank Him for one day unloading your wagon, you want to thank Him for going, knowing that one day you'll go to a time, go to a place that you'll carry no more burdens, no more problems, no more sickness, no more disease, no more bad calls. Nobody. Listen, if you want to thank Him, if you want to thank Him as if you're already there. You know what that is? That's dying faith. That ain't foxhole faith. That's dying faith. If you want to thank Him for what He's going to do, and you want to ask Him to do something for these that's been mentioned, I want you to come tonight.